AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A suspect is in custody in Washington, D.C. following the deaths of three members of one family and their housekeeper.
Authorities say the man they arrested is an ex-convict, former Marine, and certified welder who had worked for one of the victim's company. A whole team of law enforcement agencies had been looking for Darren Dylan Wint.
We just have some amazing investigators.
U.S. Marshal Robert Fernandez says Wint was apprehended and charged with first-degree murder while armed.
We were able to get to a location where we could safely take him down with the assistance of PG County Police Health.
Police say the father, mother, son, and housekeeper were killed at the family mansion, and it was set on fire. Shirley Smith, Washington.
A long weekend is ahead, and on Capitol Hill, there's some work to be done before the break. The Senate is expected to act on the NSA's collection of phone records. Surveillance programs expire at the end of the month. Supporters of President Obama's trade agenda hope to fend off hostile Senate amendments and send a major trade bill to the House. The president wants to level the playing field.
He's going to open up access to markets that too often are closed, even as these other countries are selling goods here in the United States.
In Baltimore, six police officers have been indicted for the death of Freddie Gray in police custody. State's prosecutor Marilyn Mosby says one officer faces the most serious charge.
Officer Caesar Goodson Jr., second degree, depraved heart murder.
Crews have excavated the broken piece of oil pipeline in California. It may take months to find out what caused the leak there. As much as 105,000 gallons may have spilled. The Coast Guard's Jennifer Williams says the cleanup could take a while.
They'll go out with pairs of vessels with boom in between, try to collect the oil in there and skim it up. It's a moving target when you're talking about oil on the water. It's a very difficult process.
The Catholic Church is opposed. Voters in Ireland are deciding today whether to legalize gay marriage. This is AP Radio News. In the NBA playoffs, the Houston Rockets' comeback fell short in Oakland. James Harden lost the ball with little time remaining. The Rockets lost to Golden State 99-98 in Game 3. The Warriors' Steph Curry says it's all about desire.
This series is just about who wants it and getting a win. And it's fun. Obviously, the back and forth is a roller coaster ride.
The Warriors have a 2-1 advantage in the Western Conference Final. Over in the NHL in the Western Final, the Anaheim Ducks beat Chicago on the road 2-1. They have a 2-1 advantage over the Blackhawks. Simone Dupre scored the winning goal.
Faked a shot and made a nice play to me, and I had a wide open cage.
He was talking about the Ducks' Ryan Getzlaff, his teammate, who had assists on both of the Ducks' goals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.